Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Pirelli tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
All right, Rob, let's get it started. Man, the NBA play-in is here. I told you last week I loved it. Props to Adam Silver. I really like the play-in. And the Los Angeles Lakers, Rob, the eighth seed, will visit the New Orleans Pelicans, the seventh seed, tomorrow. The winner is in at the seventh seed, and they will play the Denver Nuggets. The loser will play the winner. I know it's a lot, but the loser of that game will play the winner of tomorrow's nightcap between Golden State and Sacramento. And then the winner of that game will be the eighth seed and face Oklahoma City. Now, Rob, the Lakers have owned Oklahoma City. They've beaten them 3 out of 4 games this season. Obviously, they've got a huge experience advantage over OKC with LeBron with 4 championships, Anthony Davis with 1. And then OKC, Rob, props to SGA, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and their whole team, Chet Holmgren and crew, because, Rob, they're the youngest number one seed in the history of the league. And to do it in this Western Conference, which is brutally tough, that's impressive. So props to them. Their coach, Mark Dagnall, is my coach of the year on my ballot. So I think he'll win it, but we'll see. But anyway, they have owned the Lakers, the Thunder. But Denver has owned the Lakers, as we all know. They've beaten them 8 straight times, including 4 straight in the Western Conference Finals last year to get to the finals and win their first championship. And so, Rob, there is a school of thought out there. Emmanuel Acho, Mike Greenberg. Stephen A. didn't advocate it, but he kind of playfully toyed with it and, you know, thought it made a little sense jokingly. But people are throwing it out there, Rob, that the Lakers should purposely lose tomorrow night and then win, of course, the next game. And as the eighth seed, they would face Oklahoma City, a team they would probably be, and I would favor them. I would pick them to win that series. A lot of people would. Rather than face Denver, where most folk feel they have very little chance to beat the Nuggets. And Rob, what is your thought on this take?
I don't believe that people who competed would really sit there and tell people not to try to win. I just, it goes against everything, Chris. if you want to be champ, we've seen this a million times, trying to avoid a certain team and then that team just beats you anyway, like trying to play that game. If you're really good and you're going to win a championship, you face who's ever in front of you. You don't go into something thinking, well, we'll lose this game on purpose. And I don't know how a professional athlete even gears himself. What is the conversation there? I remember the Texans, Chris, was it the Texans with when they could have should have lost the game, and Lovie Smith went for it, and remember they won the game at the end and changed their draft position?
Yes.
And look what happened to them, right?
That's right.
Everybody they were stupid. What are you doing? What are you doing? And guess what? They got the best quarterback, Chris, because they won.
Yep.
Think about what I'm saying it, right?
Absolutely.
That's why you don't play that game. If you're going to dress up, put on your uniform, Chris, and go out there, you got to give your all and try to win all the time. I just really? Let's try to lose because I think we can beat this other team and we don't want to knock off Denver. If you knock off Denver, Chris, you have a clear path.
If they knocked off Denver, I think they become the favorite in the West.
That's my
And I would actually think they might win it all.
They might.
I like them.
If they beat Denver, but go ahead.
You're right.
I don't buy into this at all, Chris. Guys who really lose.
I completely agree with you, Rob. And here's the other thing. You're not guaranteed to win the next game for the eighth seed, right? I mean, you could easily do that and lose. Look, Golden State has beaten the Lakers 3 out of 4 times this year. Sacramento has beaten the Lakers 8 of the last 9 times they've played. Anthony Davis doesn't know the feeling of beating Domantas Sabonis.
Right.
Because he's never done it, right? And so, I mean, you could just see it happening where you tank and lose to New Orleans and then go ahead and lose the next game and don't even make the playoffs. I mean, and again, I think they're better than Golden State, but in a one-game scenario, let Steph Curry and crew get hot and you could be gone. Anthony Davis, Rob, out of nowhere yesterday, back spasms. What if that happened in the playoff game?
Yep.
Or play-in game, right? I mean, you just don't know. And so I'm totally with you. And you got to play, you know, at the end of the day, the goal is to win the championship, right? It's nice to get as far as you can and to the conference finals if possible. But the goal is to win the championship, Rob. Nobody's going to praise the Lakers. Nobody's going to put LeBron ahead of Jordan if he gets to the second round or the third round instead of the finals. All right? Instead of the first round, I should say, where if you get bounced by Denver. So, I mean, if you got to win a championship, you have to go through them at some point. You might as well go through them in the first round. Some people think, my colleague Nick Wright, Rob, that the best time for the Nuggets or for the Lakers to face the Nuggets is the first round. I disagree because I think Jamal Murray, who is critical to their chances, as great as Jokic is, Denver, in my view, cannot win the championship. I don't even think they'd win the West without Jamal Murray. He's injury prone, though. He's fresh now. He's been back for about 5 or 6 games.
I know what you
mean,
right?
He's fresh. You know, he's balling out.
He might be banged up later, right?
He's kind of like an Anthony Davis, right? Where, you don't know. I mean, 3 weeks from now, who knows how he'll be. We don't want anybody to get hurt, of course.
No. But it's just like the history, right?
Yeah. And so that's why I think it's not best to face him. But, hey, this is the situation you're in. And you've got 2 of the best players in the league still. You got to go out and get it done.
100%. Aren't you a little surprised that athletes would be talking about that?
Acho, I was going. Have you heard any? I know Acho, obviously Mike Greenberg
hear it.
Acho was an ex-pro.
That sounds like a radio fodder, Chris, from people who haven't competed. No, I'm dead serious.
I agree. You can't play around like that Rob, you remember the Celtics? Remember when they were tanking under Rick Pitino to get Tim Duncan and they didn't win the lottery? And that's when, isn't that when Pitino said Bird, McHale, and Parrish aren't walking through that door?
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. So.
And that's what, and it didn't work for them by doing that.
Right.
And that's what I'm saying. You can't go out there. But I think that that Texans, Chris, is probably the best example of.
That's a great one. Now, right? I mean, would they have picked Bryce Young? I don't, possibly, Rob, because a lot of people love Bryce Young.
Most people had Bryce Young going one. And that would have been different from C.J. Stroud. I think, Chris, that's the example, really.
Yeah. That's a great
And everybody knock Lovey. Oh, he's dumb. What are you doing winning that game?
Right. Nah, absolutely right. Rob G, quickly, you're the Lakers fan. You want them to win or tank?
Oh, we got to win. You can't mess around and have a chance where you're not even making the playoffs because you try to game
the
system.
One and done, man. It ain't seven games.
Nope.
All right, it's one and done.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut. The new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, Rob. Jackie Robinson Day, as you said. They're not wearing – are they players? Are they wearing the number 42?
Everybody, yep.
Yeah,
and the blue 42 from the Dodgers, Chris, on every uniform. It looks great. It does.
Yeah.
No name on the back, just a plain 42.
Right. So you've got an interesting take on this. Do share.
Chris, I just thought about this. Rachel Robinson – is 101 years old, Chris. 101. I believe she was scheduled to go to Citi Field today to be there for Jackie Robinson's celebration at Citi Field. Obviously, Jackie played in New York and Brooklyn at Ebbets Field. The Mets have their whole rotunda when you walk in, all dedicated to Jackie Robinson. So they're all the way in because the old owner – the Wilpons were Brooklyn Dodger fans, Chris. They were born in Brooklyn and all that, so they love Jackie Robinson. But I thought to myself, Rachel Robinson never got married, Chris. Jackie Robinson, I believe, died when he was 53 years old.
Man, she may have been younger than him.
Right.
Very possible she was younger, right.
But 53, Chris, and she's never been married again since then.
Right.
And I thought to myself, it makes sense. I think there are certain women or people, you know, who are married to really famous people who probably can't get married again or take somebody else's name or hyphenate. You know what? I don't mean they're unable to.
I know you don't mean, right.
I don't mean they're unable to.
You mean can't in a philosophical sense.
Yeah, like I never thought that Coretta Scott King would ever get married again. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like to say she's another one on that list for me.
Betty Shabazz, Malcolm X's wife.
Do you think that's the case or am I tripping? Because I'm not surprised she never got married again. That doesn't mean she didn't have a partner or whatever, but you're Jackie Robinson's wife, Chris. That's who you are.
I disagree.
Okay.
And I am a traditional, I believe in traditional roles and things like that, but it's just not fair. If they choose not to get married, then that's fine. But it's not fair to say you can. I know you don't mean.
I don't mean it like
you mean
yes.
In a philosophical sense.
I'm just.
Hey, you were married to Jackie Robinson. You were married to
Martin Luther King.
So you can't get remarried. Why not? Especially now. I mean, women, that's chauvinistic. Because I don't think anybody would say that about a man.
I don't know.
I don't think anybody would say the man can't get remarried. If a man was married to Kamala Harris or, I mean, I'm you know, Hillary Clinton or, you know, who are the highest ranking women, if you will, in our country? If you want to say famous, Serena Williams. I don't know. You know, I don't care what woman it was. I don't think anyone would say the man was in the wrong or disrespecting her or something. I mean, some people might gossip, he's disrespecting, but I don't think they'd really come down on a man for getting remarried. So why should they come down on a woman?
I think it's more about a man doesn't take the woman's name.
And that's not always happening nowadays either.
But I'm saying
women aren't taking the man's name sometimes.
I'm talking about on these.
And that's only America. Like some nations is different. It's different in a lot of countries.
But I'm saying in I remember there was a story and maybe I'm hoping that I'm going to repeat this correctly. But Joe Montana tried to get his wife to change her name. In San Francisco.
To Montana?
No. Once they got divorced, he wanted her to drop his name.
Okay.
Because she lives in the Bay Area. Your name's Montana. It's gold. You know what I mean, Chris? You call her for a reservation or like he wanted her to drop. Like, we're not married anymore. Why are you still going around as Montana? And that's because I felt like he has a special last name. That has weight. Now, I'm just saying, in Jackie Robinson's case.
I mean, Robinson obviously is a common name. My mother-in-law, Rob, I think her and my father-in-law, my late father-in-law, I think they were only married maybe 5 years, if that. My wife was a baby when they got divorced.
Mm-hmm.
And she kept her name from that marriage. I mean, this was, you know, obviously a little while ago, you know, when... you know, women were generally taking the last name of their husband, pretty much universally in America, but she kept that last name, you know, to this day. And so it's just, I just disagree. I understand where you're coming from, but I just don't think it's fair.
I'm not saying it's fair to expect,
if she would love, fell in love with somebody and wanted to get remarried 40 years ago, 30 years ago, whatever, you know, I mean, she could have done that.
Sure, she could have. I do think that.
And shame on anybody if they would have been like, oh, how dare you? You Jackie Robinson's wife, or you, please. It's just that, like I said, And I've been known for people to think I got chauvinistic tendencies, but that
I mean, you do have chauvinistic tendencies. What
do you
mean?
Think so? Yeah, I don't. What do you think so?
I do. I do think you have some. Nah, I do.
Well, that's a whole nother shot.
I do. I mean, we'll do that. I think you
do. Yeah, I'd like to hear that because I may think things differently than you think I do. Yeah. But anyway,
but I
definitely did back in the day, years ago, growing up.
Okay.
And but I don't know. This isn't fair.
Yeah.
It's not fair to win.
I think it's got to be an extraordinary situation. And I mentioned Coretta Scott King, you know, like someone of that ilk. After you've married Martin Luther King or Jackie Robinson, whose name could you take? You're going to replace you're going to take your name away, Chris, right? If you get married and you're no longer Rachel Robinson, you're going to be Rachel Smith. Like, who does that?
Well, if it happened today,
and then
there's
gonna be no Smith Rachel, you know, Smith Robinson. You would remove Robinson from your name? No, I don't think anybody in their right mind would do it.
Well, I first of all, if they wanted to,
yeah,
sure. I mean, but secondly, today, you know what I mean? Like, there are a lot of women that keep their maiden name, or they, you know, publicly kind of go by their maiden name because that's what made them famous. You know what I mean? But, like, let's say if Oprah had gotten married and she, you know, passed away, God forbid. You don't get much more famous or bigger than Oprah.
So you mean, literally, like, if she married Stedman? And
yeah, let's say they married and then she passed away. Stedman couldn't remarry?
Stedman didn't take her name.
We only know about Stedman because of...
But Stedman
why
didn't
is it about the name?
Because that's what it is. It's linked to the name. And then one of my students today, Chris, in class, and this is the last part to this, thought that Vanessa Bryant can't get remarried. She's a young woman. And I get it. You think she's in that area where she wouldn't want to give up?
I don't think anybody's in that area.
No, I mean the name.
I think a woman should have the right to get remarried.
Oh, I don't say they have the right. I don't want people
well,
to think
I mean, but,
I'm
but
saying
the,
they don't have the right.
I get what you're saying, but
I
want to
make it clear that I'm not saying they can't get married.
No, I know, literally, yeah. But, I mean, you're your own person. You have to live the rest of your life. I completely understand where you're coming from.
Okay. I just want to make sure
that
you're not thinking I'm saying
it's just
they
not,
can't get married.
Yeah.
Right.
No, yeah. But it's just not fair. And, I mean, you get benefits from, but she still would be Kobe Bryant's ex-wife.
She's not giving up that name.
I mean... I you know, she well, like, again, obviously she wouldn't have to get married. But I am in that regard, I do believe in women taking their husband's last name.
Right. If you want to get married,
wife was like, when we were getting married, she was thinking, well, you know, I might want to keep my last name.
What'd you say?
I was like, why you want to keep your last name? I said, we're gonna be a family. Our kids are gonna have Broussard as their last name. They're not going to be Collins Broussard. That was her maiden name, Collins. And, you know, like, so we all of our family, our immediate family, we didn't know at that time we were going to have just two kids. But, you know, the four of us, I want us to have the last name,
right.
The same last name. And she, you know, again, thinking maybe I'm a little chauvinistic. She was like, well, if we have girls, will you want them taking their husband's last name? You know? And I said, yeah. I will, if they ask me, if it's even a question with them, I will tell them, I think you should take your husband's last name.
The only
so y'all all have the same last name.
I think that's why some parents, when their mothers get divorced, I know that was the case with my mom, when my mom and dad got
she
divorced.
She kept your dad's.
Yeah, we were always, because she, I think, Chris, it was exactly like that. It wasn't like she's going to go back to Smith. And then all her kids are Parker. And then you got to go like, no, it was Miss Parker and those are her kids. And they were born in a marriage, right? And the marriage didn't work, Chris.
Right.
But it was like that. It wasn't like she had three kids, you know, and she was single or whatever. Her name was Smith. And they took the name of the father who had the kid. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
So she never changed
her
name.
This would have been a good topic. For calls.
Yeah. I'm just curious.
Mary.
Yes.
You're the lone female on the show today. Where you at on this?
I'm not going to lie. Like, I get it. It's low-key like, dang, you kind of become untouchable in a sense of like you were married to the most famous person ever, but at the same time it's like who cares?
Yeah, I mean who that cares? Doesn't change. You still were married to him.
And I think
the easy thing to do. I mean, again, the easy thing to do would just be to keep your own name. You know what I mean? Keep that last name.
I see a lot of women on Facebook. What they do is they, you know, because they get lost. You know, like you know what I'm talking about. Because when they put their married name, all their friends from high school are looking up the name that they know them from.
Oh, right.
Hey, I went to school with so-and-so, her maiden name. If you put that in, Chris, she's not listed. So a lot of women I see, they have their maiden name and their name. So if you do a search.
Yeah, I think my wife did that.
Yeah, otherwise nobody, right?
Absolutely.
Nobody would be able to find her. They don't know if she married you. I'm talking about friends from childhood.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Rob, as you know, I am an official voter for the MVP. I am voting for Luka Doncic for my MVP. Nikola Jokic second. SGA Shai Gilgeous-Alexander from Oklahoma City third. Jason Tatum fourth. Giannis Antetokounmpo fifth. And a lot of people, I shouldn't say a lot. I agree with you that Jokic is going to win it. And some people wonder, Rob, and a lot of feel like it is a two-man race, even though it might be probably be a lopsided race between Jokic and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. But there are some people that feel like SGA should not only be more in consideration, but that he should actually get the award, Rob, that he should be the MVP. And look, there's an argument. There's an argument, and I'm going to read you a few bits of that argument for him. But they, of course, are the number one seed. Young, he's only 25. His starting lineup is 21, 21, I think 22 and 24 in addition to him. Rob, they're the youngest team in NBA history to be the number one seed. And when they did it in this Western Conference, which is one of the most competitive conferences races I've seen in my years three decades of covering the NBA. And so that's a very impressive thing right there. He is averaging, Rob, 30 points. That's third in the league. 5.5 rebounds, 6.2 assists. And he did it efficiently, 53% shooting, 35% from three. And he was right there near the top. He and De'Aaron Fox, the only players in the league to average two steals a game. De'Aaron was slightly like decimal points ahead of Shea in that statistic. He was second in deflections in addition to being first or second in steals. And
I don't know, you count deflections for MVP. Yeah.
Now you can count whatever you want.
No, I'm just saying I never heard
these analytics.
Right.
You know,
I never heard that before.
Just kind of goes to show you know, how good your defense is, how disruptive.
No, I get it. I'm just saying I never heard that mentioned.
Yeah. And here's one, Rob. He is only the third player in NBA history to average at least 30 points and two steals while shooting 50% or better from the field.
Okay.
Hold on. Here's the other two.
And wearing sneakers instead of shoes on a Tuesday.
Right.
And who shop at Vons. Okay.
Here are the only two players to do that. That's legit, though.
No, 30 points, two
steals, 50%
from the field. Why is it two steals?
It's kind of a made-up stat.
Right,
but the only two other players to do it, Rob, Steph Curry, when he was the unanimous MVP, and Jordan, who I believe did it from 1988 to 1992. So, and he also had the most 30-point games in the league this year, Rob, with 52. Go ahead and give me your thoughts, because I've talked enough.
He had an unbelievable season. He's not the MVP, okay? And he doesn't lead in any – third in scoring, right? He doesn't lead in anything.
Steals, if you want.
Okay, and then the other two guys, Chris, who are ahead of him, have better stats. He might have a better scoring average than them, but overall, when you look at all of their stats, they're better. That's all. I know he's a young guy. I know he, you know, led a young team, but am I off with the stat? Like their stats are better.
No, you're not off.
I'm trying to be fair, and I'm not trying to rip the kid who had a tremendous season. But let's not – like, if you told me he led in three categories, Chris, and he was ahead of them in two out of the three categories, both of them, maybe I could buy it. Maybe.
Well, no, I'm with you.
That's all I'm saying.
The reason he is behind Jokic and Luka on my ballot is exactly what you said. I mean, Luka's stats, come on. What are we talking about? Luka, 33.9 points a game, first in the league. More so Shea, that's almost 4 points more than Shea.
Right there, Chris. He's number one. You're three.
Got that.
You should be the MVP. I mean, if you just
Luka, 9.2 rebounds. Shea, 5.5. So he's got him there by almost four. Assist, because you could say, oh, well, of course, Luka's bigger than Shaq.
Right, of course he's going to have more rebounds.
But what about the assist? Luka, 9.8 assists, second in the league, and Shaq, 6.2.
That case closed, okay? So that's case closed.
And then Jokic, of course, only averaging 26 points a game, which is still in the top 10. But Rob, 12.4 rebounds. I think he's second in the league in rebounds with 12.6 fourth. 12.4. And then 9 assists a game. That's third in the league. So he's a center averaging more assists than Shea.
Right.
Obviously more rebounds. Those numbers, you know, field goal percentage, even 3-point percentage is more efficient than Shea.
And
like you said, it's to take nothing. Absolutely.
He had a great year, Chris.
He's awesome. Yes.
But what do we talk about? Whenever we talk about major awards or Hall of Fame, or we nitpick. We're going to look at everything. And if we're going to do that, he doesn't lead them in any of those things, right? Other than scoring with Luke Wright.
Steals.
Yeah. So what is the And isn't Denver and OKC tied? I know they got the tiebreaker. They have the same record.
They had the same record.
Five wins more or 10 wins more. They're the same record.
Right, Right. Yeah, OKC and Denver, as you said, same record.
I mean,
and again, it's to take nothing from Shai because he is fantastic. I'm going to throw this in too, Rob. I also believe, rightly or wrongly, and I think I've told you this before, Jokic entered the season with a head start. It's not nothing to do with no fault of his own. But, Rob, there were a lot of people, as you know, a lot of voters that feel like he should have won the MVP last year.
There, Chris, right? You're spot on. And it was also bad because of Kendrick Perkins' public. But it's public, you know what I mean? Like, he can't win another one, and there was a race thing that was thrown in there, and he's just a stat patter. And then after all that, and Embiid won, and I'm not saying Embiid didn't have an MVP season, right, but after all that, then Jokic went out there, Chris, and put on a clinic in the postseason. Oh,
averaged a triple-double throughout the entire
okay,
playoff.
So you can't tell me that people went back and said, what were we doing? What were we thinking?
Well, and right, and it was like this year. Now, I'm going to be honest. I think Embiid was playing so well early on that he actually overcame that sentiment.
Yes, he was playing
and
well.
I think he would have, like, at that moment, I think he was the MVP. But obviously he got hurt. He's not even qualified now as far as games played. But, yeah, I think, Rob, that was the case. And so I think barring, you know, look, Rob, all the all-time greats in any given era have MVP years. What year didn't Jordan have an MVP year? I mean, when he, you know, in his prime.
I don't know. I mean, the numbers never went down, Chris.
Right.
He led the league in score for 10 straight years. Right. What year was a down year? I don't remember.
LeBron, what year was, you know, Durant? I mean, we could, it's just Tim Duncan. Like, these players have great years. So storylines, history, all types of things come into play. And so I think Jokic started with the head start, obviously played tremendously. And that's why he's likely to win or going to win. And Rob, I think once he wins it this year, I think he'll actually start next season at somewhat of a deficit. You know, where people will be like, okay, you know, you hear the term voter fatigue. And I think it'll be a feeling like, okay, he's got his three. Not that he can't win it, but I think he'll have to just be just head and shoulders above everyone else in various ways. I think next year, Rob, assuming Jokic wins it this year, I do think that Shai and Luka will enter with kind of head starts. You know, like, I think people will be looking at them as, okay, this is the one of them we think is going to get it. This is his turn. And as long as they play great, I mean, we'll see which one ends up winning it. And it may be somebody else. But I think those two will kind of be the favorites next year. So that's how we look at it. Rob, I know, and Rob G, we mentioned some people think SGA is the MVP. One of those people is right here, the producer, Rob G. So, Rob G, you heard our arguments. What are your thoughts?
I only got two words for you, Chris and Rob.
What's that?
Stop it!
Oh, wow. Here we go.
Are you kidding me right now?
Yes.
Okay, Rob, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, without any other all-star caliber teammate.
What are you talking about? What season is Chet having?
Won the Western Conference in the most competitive conference since the Louisiana Purchase.
Oh, the Louisiana Purchase. Okay.
Because even before that, Rob, they are the youngest team, youngest roster to earn the top overall seed in either conference since
Moby Dick was
there
a guppy.
There you go. Exactly. You're making my case
Chet's
for me.
Chet's going to be a perennial all-star.
He's not right now.
He's had a great year.
He's in the running. He might make an all-defensive team. Jalen Williams is also a guy that's going to make some all-star teams. And remember, Jokic didn't have a teammate that made an all-star team either. And yes, Jamal Murray is that caliber of player, but he also missed almost 30 games.
So here's the thing that you guys made the case as to why Shai should not win it. And it's a very strong case, right? Here's a very strong case as to why he should. Nikola Jokic has the best starting five in the NBA. point blank period. That starting five, chemistry, cohesiveness, the way they fit together, bar none, the best in the league. Luka Doncic has an all-NBA caliber sidekick in Kyrie Irving. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander has neither of those things, okay? If you're looking at just raw numbers, yeah, Luka hasn't beat. You know why? Because Luka's usage rate is 36. The gap between Luka and Shai in usage rate is the same distance between Shai and Paolo Banchero. So I imagine
but you have to be capable of handling that usage rate.
You don't think Shai handled the ball 36% of the time, he'd have better numbers?
He probably would, but he
probably
doesn't.
Would, right? Because he doesn't, because that's the way Luka plays. I'm not trying to make this argument, but Chris, you yourself have said you don't trust Luka to win a championship playing that style of basketball.
Well, I don't think the OKC going to win the championship.
I don't either. I don't either. That's because their team is so young, because they're so far ahead of schedule because of Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Here's another one. His 112 points in the clutch is seventh in the league, which is all right. It's not too bad.
That's not even that impressive.
But
seven.
Here's the thing.
Seven.
Here's the thing. He does
that's
it.
The MVP. Seven.
I think I got him third on my clutch player ballot.
He does it on 58% shooting, which is by far the most efficient clutch player in the NBA. That's the reason why they are third in the league in clutch time wins. That's why they're number one in the toughest conference in a decade. Like, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is getting shortchanged because his stats are not super gaudy like Luka.
But that's a part of it.
But Luka
they
has
gotta
we're
be
not
super
looking at guys that stats aren't super gaudy.
He's seven games ahead of him.
And they are good. 30
seven
points.
Games ahead of him, Chris. Winning is supposed to be the most important thing.
Rob
not
G.
collecting
Rob,
stats.
Here, hold on. Let me say this.
Go ahead.
Because here's the thing. You threw out all this. No, you ain't.
Yes, I did.
Because you threw out all this.
Steve is
Kyrie,
agreeing with me right now.
How many games did Kyrie miss this year?
A lot.
About almost 30.
Yes, okay.
All right, and the same thing for Jamal Murray.
Didn't Jamal Murray, he was hurt.
Let me look at the Thunder. Let's see, Jalen Williams played 71 games. Chet Holmgren, wow, all 82.
Wow.
Josh Giddey, 80.
Wow.
Lou Dort, 79.
Wow.
They had no injuries.
Thank you.
Okay, here's another. You want to
talk? So don't give me all that, what Jamal Murray and Kyrie did. They weren't there for a third of the season.
Chris, you want to play that game? You know what the Nuggets record is without Jokic 2-1. You know what the Mavs record without Luka is 4-8. Actually, it's 4-6 because two games they tanked this week on purpose.
No, it's 4-8. It's 4-8.
Okay, 4-8. You know what the record is without Shai? 2-5. Boom, got you again.
2-5, 4-8. It's pretty close.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is.
Not with two of the games were tanked on purpose.
Nah, stop it. It's pretty close.
No, it's
Rob
not.
G. I mean, Rob G. You don't. Shai is not winning. You don't.
He's
believe
not
that.
Going to win, okay. Because too many people think like you and Chris.
No, I mean,
it's called the hard facts.
Right.
I did give you hard facts.
Right. I mean, 34-10-9.
If you're gonna,
that's
if you're,
not, I mean,
right.
stop.
If you're gonna win the MVP, Chris. You gotta have something like that, like for real. I'm just
right.
Like it's gotta be like, wow, look at what he put together, and his numbers are really good, but they're not MVP now.
This is what Rob G did, and it's lazy.
Oh, geez.
Best player,
best record.
On the best team, and then, best player on the best record. That's how. Let me stop it. We don't need voters for that.
And
right,
and
he's ignoring the storyline.
And he barely has the best record. It's a tie, Chris.
Right.
It's a tie.
Right, let's give it to Jason Tatum. They ran away with it.
So much ageism going on.
They ran
couple.
Away with it.
If you're 25 and under, they don't respect you.
That's right.
Rob G, this was ugly.
This was terrible.
I mean, this was a veritable.
I embarrass you on your own show. They should say Rob G presents the Odd Couple from now on.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.